Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Time for Friday morning restaurant news and reviews. Today, what are the top five hamburgers in Chicago? We are with someone who knows, the author of the new book, The Burger Bible, some great history in this book, The Complete Lowdown on the Humble Hamburger. Maggie Hennessy writes for the Sun-Times and the New York Times. And Maggie, what I'm wondering about is how in the world could you whittle it down to just five top Chicago burgers?
Oh, Bob, first of all, it's great to be with you. Secondly, I've dreaded this day. My editor said, I knew it was coming, you know. And the truth is, I think the thing we have to preface by saying is burgers are about preferences. They are about deep nostalgia. You know, this is a treacherous terrain to enter into, but I did it because I love Chicago and I love a burger.
And in the last few years, so many new burger joints have opened up, chains, also independent restaurants. Let's go through your list and talk about first Charlie's Burgers in the Belmont Cragen neighborhood. This is just a storefront place, isn't it?
Yes, there are just a few little coveted stools. I've never successfully achieved a stool, so a lot of it is to go. This place just is cranking out burgers. These I love because they kind of live in that sloppy good tall burger realm. They actually add a little bit of bacon into the beef patty. These are big old 6-ounce patties. So it's really like if you love that, you know, that pub burger that we used to see everywhere 15 years ago, this is a great one. It's like really like a tall burger. There's like good char, melted American cheese, caramelized onions, pickles. There's a nice smear of mayo sauce. So this is, you know, very low fat as well, I imagine. And also, these are some of my favorite fries in the city. Unbelievably fluffy inside and crackly crisp outside.
Wow, I'm sold. Charlie's at Cicero and Fullerton. Next on your list, an old favorite, the Billy Goat, down underneath us here, lower level of Michigan Avenue. And is your favorite the famous double cheeseburger or cheeseburger?
That's correct. And you said it correctly, yes. To me, this place is about history. And when I bite into that burger, I taste like the backyard grilling of my youth. And I taste the good old American, you know, good old neighborhood bar, like pubs and joints in Chicago. And there's history, you know, right? Like the shadow of Tribune Tower, this place. There's the writers and politicians and lovable crooks whispering to each other from their behind their photo frames on the walls. But I think this burger, it's the thin patties, you know, griddled with cheese, that soft Kaiser bun. I love that it comes out on butcher paper and that you can top it yourself. I always use way too many of those thick pickle chips, raw onion, mustard, ketchup, mayo. You know, classic.
Yeah. It's the nostalgia. And as you say, exactly. it's not the city's best burger, but because of the history and the ambiance, it makes it a great place. The Billy Goat, no Coke, Pepsi, no fries, chips. Next,
that's right.
We have, how do you say this? Is it Ragadan?
It is, yeah, Ragadan.
And this is on North Broadway, and you're really high on their onion burger, aren't you?
I am. You're correct. As you know, I did write a little missive claiming that the onion burger should overtake the smash. I'm sure the torches will be at my door soon, but I love this burger because I think when you add the thinly sliced onion directly into the patty, which this style does, which is based on a style that was born over 100 years ago during the Great Railroad Strike in Oklahoma, a couple states away. But when you char those onions with the beef, they kind of meld and it becomes this like great sweet and savory thing that is reminiscent of French onion soup, which is one of the great flavor combos. And it's not too huge. I mean, it's a decent sized patty, but it won't, you know, make you comatose right after lunch. And they put they top it with cheese. It's very simple, and a little bit of this za'atar mayo, which is like this herbaceous, tangy sauce that just adds a little interest. I really like getting it with a side of vinegary green chilies and dipping it. It makes it it's just a delicious burger. Great bun.
All right, we're sold. The Oklahoma Onion Burger at Ragadan, 4409 North Broadway in Uptown.
Mm-hmm. Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
We are talking about the top five hamburgers in Chicago, judged by food writer Maggie Hennessy, who wrote about it this week in the Chicago Sun-Times, and we have two more to get to. And I guess we should point out here, your top five, it's not in any kind of order, right? They're all basically tied for number one, correct?
That's correct.
And next on the list here, the OG cheeseburger. You love that at the Loyalist in the West Loop. What did you like best about this? And you know what? It better be good because doesn't it cost like $28?
Oh my God! I know it's $28 with. I mean, you get it with fries, but still, this is a trend that is not great in the chefy burger realm. They've been well over 20 for a while now. This one's great. It's actually 10 years old this year, which is kind of wild. This burger is, I think with the chef-driven burger, it comes down to what you like the best. And for me, what I like is this one has a very clear identity, and it's very simple, done well. It's a mixture of short rib, chuck, and smoky bacon, really delicious patty. It's two of them topped with gooey American cheese because we love our American cheese, no matter how fancy everything else gets. There's house-made pickles, charred onion, this, like, really delicious onion-infused aioli. If you've noticed a theme, Bob, I love an onion.
Yes, I've noticed.
And I would say the thing that really pulls it together is this incredibly soft Martin's roll that is just blanketed in sesame seeds. It's just a great bite. It's one of my favorites for sure.
The Loyalist is at 177 North Ada Street. And finally, and I was surprised this made your list only because I think of the Red Hot Ranch for hot dogs. But you like their cheeseburger, don't you?
I do. It took me a long time to accept this because they didn't add the cheeseburger until 2013 after the owners actually had an In-N-Out burger out west and fell in love with it and said, we're going to replicate this at home. And I resisted because the food people and the chefs, contrarian types, were kind of like, oh, if you're in the know, you get the burger. And I was clinging to my depression dog like, no, that's not what I think. But I caved, and it is a delicious, it's kind of like in that greasy, perfect fast food sonnet burger. Like, it's like a fast food burger of your dreams. It's this toasted buttery bun, thin patties, again, American cheese. They put kind of a Thousand Island dressing on there, and then very simple, kind of crunchy iceberg lettuce, tomato, onion. I like eating it. You know, it's like you can grab one in Bridgeport right before you go to the Sox game, grab one at Logan under the rumbling L. I mean, it's such a great Chicago experience. Done really well, and their fries are superb.
And they're also in Lakeview, and at $8.50 for that burger, that's a bargain.
That's right, and you know, pound for pound, I would say maybe one of the best. I would say it's the best in that sense because it costs what we want a burger to cost.
Exactly, the Red Hot Ranch. What is it exactly with your fascination with onions and the onion burger? Because you've written about this.
I have. I know. Well, I think there's something to me that they just go together so well. If they're charred, they add sweetness. If they're raw, they add crunch and they add a little sharpness to kind of the richness, you know? And so I think it's just about that I think they add nice balance. I also like with an onion patty that you're kind of getting a little less meat, but it's still satisfying, but you don't feel like you need to take a nap. One of my reasons that I believe that onion burger should overtake the smash is the smash burger is because it's pounded so thin, it has a tendency to be over-salted. And a lot of the stuff going on the burger is salty too, the cheese, et cetera. And I also find some of them, they take the smash a little far and there's no juiciness left to the burger, and the onion it lends moisture, and it lends a little sweetness. And again, I'm telling you, this it tastes like French onion soup. What's not to like?
You'd make fun of me if we went to lunch together because I'm a real purist. I don't even get cheese in my hamburger, and I like onions, but only raw onions, not the
I like
grilled
raw onions.
Well,
okay, so you're not gonna buy into my Oklahoma onion burger takeover.
Well,
plan.
Maybe I should try it. Maybe I'll change. I don't know. All I know is everybody listening to this wants a hamburger right now.
That's it's true. 6-7 in the morning. Everybody's ready for a burger.
yeah. Or 9:45. It's Maggie Hennessy, and if you want to take the deep dive along with her into the history of the humble hamburger, check out her new book, The Burger Bible. A lot of fun talking to you about this. Thank you very much, Maggie.
Well, thanks for having me. What a pleasure.
Talk to you again soon, I hope.